"I forget nothing," John boasted. The wine was making him bold. He tried to sit very straight to make himself seem taller. "I want to serve in the night's watch, Uncle." He had thought on it long and hard, lying abed at night, while his brother slept around him. Rob would some day inherit Winterfell, would command great armies as the Warden of the North. Bran and Rickon would be Rob's bannermen and rule Holdfast in his name. His sisters, Arya and Sansa, would marry the heirs of other great houses and go south as mistress of castles of their own. But what place could a bastard hope to earn? "You don't know what you're asking, John. The Night's Watch is a sworn brotherhood. We have no families. None of us will ever father sons. Our wife is duty. Our mistress is honour."
"A bastard can have honour too," John said. "I'm ready to swear your oath."
"You're a boy of 14, Benjen said. "Not a man, not yet. Until you have known a woman, you cannot understand what you would be giving up."
"I don't care about that," John said hotly.
"You might, if you knew what it meant," Benjen said. "If you knew what the oath would cost you, you might be less eager to pay the price, son."
John felt anger rise inside him.
"I am not your son."
Benjen Stark stood up.
"More's a pity," put a hand on John's shoulders. "Come back to me after you've fathered a few bastards of your own, and we'll see how you feel."